This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Business executives are visiting the White House today as part of a plan by the administration to tout foreign investment in the U.S. We asked Conrad Wilson to get a sense of how the U.S. has been doing on that score.
The U.S. sales pitch to attract foreign investment sounds something like this.
America is the most innovative, open, largest economy on the planet.
Dartmouth's Matthew Slaughter says foreign company leaders respond by saying growth in the U.S. has slowed.
And, America, you have problems with your educational system, your crumbling infrastructure, your complicated immigration policy, your Byzantine tax code.
In 2011, the White House responded by setting up an office to attract foreign investments, work that until then had been left up to cities and states. Nancy McLarnon heads up the Organization for International Investment, which represents U.S. subsidiaries of foreign companies. She says it's still too soon to know whether it's working, but it can't hurt.
Competition around the world has gotten more intense and fierce. And I think it was getting harder for Ohio to go compete against Singapore.
Last year, foreign investment in the U.S. was roughly $190 billion, down from its peak of more than $300 billion in 2008. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.